Medicine. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Next week, Pittsburgh's outstanding women entrepreneurs rally, or POWER, will host a conference promoting leadership for women in life sciences. We'll address how much economic breakthrough is being driven by women in this field with Susan Catalano, Chapter Chair of Women in Bio Pittsburgh, and Rebecca Harris, Director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Susan Catalano, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
And of course, Rebecca Harris, our business correspondent. Good to see you again, as always.
Great to be back here, and glad to be in the studio with Susan today, Paul.
Well, let's talk about what exactly is bioscience. What counts as bioscience?
So I'll start in with a very layperson's perspective of this and then certainly turn to our expert. When we look at bioscience, it's the branch of the sciences concerned with living organisms, from microorganisms to large towering trees to those wonderful gigantic whales. And it's a very broad branch of science with a large number of smaller branches focused on specific issues which pertain to living organisms. For example, like biochemistry is concerned with the chemistry of life, and botanists look at studying plants really exclusively. So when bioscientists study things that are the nature of living organisms, they look at their behavior, their evolutionary nature. Depending on the subset of bioscience, a researcher might be involved in spending a lot of time in the lab or even out in the field, Paul. And so there's so much variety in this. And we talk about biosciences as the core of many innovations that lead to products that cure diseases and make sure we have safe and abundant food and water and contribute to really creating new fuels. So it is an abundance. And I know that Susan can sort of talk about her area of expertise in this field.
Absolutely. So I'm the chief science officer of a pharmaceutical company startup here in the Pittsburgh area. And there are many other companies very similar to that in this area and in the state at large. And what we do is we're responsible for actually discovering and inventing therapeutics that can impact the lives of millions of patients worldwide, as well as in the United States. This is a regulated industry, and so we deal with the FDA and other similar federal organizations as part of the process of bringing these medicines to the patients.
And I'm guessing that a lot of people would have just assumed that women would be involved in this. So the news here is that women are making inroads that apparently they had not before.
There's no question about that. I think when we organized this event, which will be next Monday night, we were surprised to learn that it was the first time in the city's history and the region's history that there were actually an event that brought together women-led life sciences companies. And we're presenting 12 of them and their unique solutions for the problems faced by many of these patients, along with a panel of women who invest in these solutions. So we're pretty excited about this event and all of the innovation that it's going to be highlighting that's actually taking place in the region.
So it had been, excuse me, it's something that had been traditionally driven by men in this field, and then women started making inroads as recently as when?
Well, certainly.
Or as far back as when?
Yeah, certainly. I think when you look at the numbers, they really sort of tell the story. Basically, women have been at parity on entry level into graduate school, meaning 50-50, for over 20 years. But you lose women at every successive stage in the pipeline until the point where you get to the C-suite in biotechnology organizations, where women are only about 20% of those managers, and as well as 20% of the tenured full professors at most universities. So we lose women in the pipeline, and I think the Women in Bio organization is really dedicated to promoting the careers of women in the life sciences and networking and as a way to promote entrepreneurship and innovation here in the region in southwestern Pennsylvania.
And how big is the business of bioscience in Pennsylvania?
Well, it's actually booming. We have over 3,200 life sciences companies in the region. They employ over 120,000 people with very high wage salaries. These are $60,000 on average. And those companies have brought over $140 million worth of investment from outside the region into the region. So it's a substantial portion of the local economy.
And Rebecca, what is the role of women in this industry? I think a lot of it was highlighted there by Susan, but you are someone who pays keen attention to this. So in particular, as we talk about the business of bioscience in Pennsylvania, how are women in Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania stepping up and assuming roles in this?
Well, I think it's really important, as Susan said, that we look at the numbers. Women have made a lot of advances in this industry, but their numbers also really reflect what we're seeing in entrepreneurship overall, Paul. So as women are entering businesses now at 1.5 times the rate that men are, these businesses aren't necessarily growing as much. And once we get to the C-suites, we're at 16% of board of directors and 16% in the C-suite. So we're facing comparable numbers in other businesses as well. And I think that women lend a lot of credibility and also a lot of sort of balance to these organizations. A study was brought out by Catalyst Organization, which is a nonprofit, catalyst.org, that talked about having women in the C-suite and women on your board of directors can actually result in higher return on averages and better bottom lines in a lot of national and international companies. So we want to get these women up there. Susan is certainly a great example. In addition to which, we have to solve a lot of problems that are facing aging Americans and as we boomers get older. And so the bioscience of health is critical, critical. And we need to get more women in this field and in STEM in general, Paul.
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and we are talking about the economic breakthrough being driven by women in the field of bioscience. Our guests, Susan Catalano, Chapter Chair of Women in Bio Pittsburgh, and Rebecca Harris, Director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. We talked about how big the business of bioscience is in Pennsylvania. What about here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, here in Pittsburgh locally, it's really huge. There's quite a number of companies, as I mentioned before. We have thousands of them locally. And I think it's a wonderful – the reason for that is that there's a wonderful marriage of a tradition of biotechnology in the region and a close association with the universities here locally, which are producing world-class talent in an economic environment that really allows these companies to flourish. There's a lower cost of doing business here than there is in many other regions, but you can still access this human capital. So we're certainly, myself and my company are certainly huge fans of the region, and I think all of this is promoted by the economic development agencies here locally.
Rebecca, you know, it wouldn't be a segment with you without the numbers. It looks like you have some there.
Well, and I have some numbers, and Susan's going to add on top of these numbers. I think the latest number I had was 3,282 life science companies employing about 120,000 people. So I think those numbers, if I'm correct, Susan, are right. And then we also have the Pittsburgh Life Sciences Greenhouse, which plays a key role in Pittsburgh here, establishing this life sciences epicenter for research and development, innovation and entrepreneurship with direct investment, hands-on assistance in business formation, strategic advice. And that has made a big difference as well. And as Susan said, getting money like NIH money that comes through research, university money, that really makes this ecosystem very alive and very vibrant.
And what is the mission of Women in Bio?
So the mission of Women in Bio is actually to promote entrepreneurship and innovation, as well as supporting education and mentorship among women in the region by providing various programming events and networking opportunities. We really are committed to increasing the impact of local women on the growth of the region by supporting their careers and professional development. And so we realize that the life sciences sector and the minority demographic of women who work in that sector really didn't have an appropriate forum to nurture and network and really encourage each other. The Women in Bio organization has a number of chapters across North America, I think over 11 now, as well as internationally. It's an all-volunteer organization that's a nonprofit, and the Pittsburgh chapter actually covers Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, and West Virginia. And so we came together and are sort of self-organizing here in the city and conducting events that range from our Young Women in Bio committee, which actually had an event at the Carnegie Science Center for grade school level women to promote STEM education for them. We've had social events, and our power event is next Monday night is something that we're actually really excited about. As I mentioned before, first time in the city's history that women-led companies are coming together in one place.
And I think, Paul, that's really important because as you look at the concentration both in Pittsburgh and in Pennsylvania in general, you're seeing that the bioscience employment in Pennsylvania is 10% greater than the national average. And we're really looking at five major subsectors. We look at drugs, pharmaceuticals, research, testing, and medical labs. And there's two other subsectors, which include medical devices and bioscience-related distribution. And those are large growth categories in terms of business. And I think that there's a lot of different people that can come to the table, a lot of businesses that are created, a lot of people that employed. And so that's the kind of turn that we want to see when we look at businesses growing in this area.
And so next week we've got the power event taking place. Let's talk about that. Women in Bio, a power event. September 22nd is when it gets underway, and there's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on. It's going to be sort of the have-to-go-to event, and I think I'm going to let Susan highlight. We have some people coming in from Washington, D.C., and around the country, I believe. Is that right, Susan?
Sure, we absolutely do. So the event's going to be at Thrill Mill, and we've got three women investors who are going to be initially presenting a panel discussion outlining what they look for in startup companies and life sciences companies that they're interested in investing in. One of them is going to be Dr. Nana Jain, who's a member of Golden Seeds, which is an organization that invests in companies that have a woman in the C-level suite. Another is Amy Millman, who's the president and CEO of Springboard Enterprises, which is an organization that helps companies seek out investment, helps women-led companies seek out investment. And then lastly, Catherine Mott, who's the leader of Blue Tree Allied Angels and their recent fund here locally in Pittsburgh. And those women are going to be hearing from 12 women-led companies, as well as the mayor and several other of the chapter leaders. So if any of your listeners are interested in attending, certainly they can register on the website, which is womeninbio.org. And we're pretty excited about the number of attendees. I think we're close to 100 folks who are registered at this point. And if it gets any larger, we're going to have trouble.
Have to stream it live. And I think what's very important about this, Paul, is we're bringing opportunities for women to hear from people who invest, because as we know and we've talked about before, women tend to try to grow companies without adequate capital and investment, and you have to take on loans and you have to get investors. And this is a very important part of the industry if we want to grow these women-led companies. And so we are honored that we have this coming to Pittsburgh.
That's true, Rebecca. There's no question about it. I think women really only capture about 3% of the venture capital that's invested in businesses in this country. So there's
a way to go. We're going up from there, right, Susan?
That's right.
Okay.
That's true.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking the time to join us. Susan Catalano is chapter chair of Women in Bio Pittsburgh, and Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, talking about the conference hosted by Power, promoting leadership for women in life sciences. Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Tomorrow on the program, we'll talk with some Scottish natives living in Pittsburgh about whether that country should declare independence from Great Britain. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.